Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Plenty of things happening now which are likely to have profound effects on economies and the world of business, but at this precise point on a Monday morning, they're almost all in the world of politics. Top of the list, South Africa's new cabinet's been announced. Among the key positions on the ANC side, Enoch Godongwana keeps finance, with David Masondo as his deputy. A second deputy is added, the DA's Ashur Sarupen. Trade, industry and competition goes to Parks Tau, Barbara Creasy to transport, Gwede Mantashe retains minerals, to which petroleum is added, but energy is added to Josientio Ramakgopa's electricity portfolio. The DA's Leon Schreiber goes to Home Affairs, John Steenhuisen gets agriculture, Solly Malatsi communications and digital technologies, Dean McPherson public works and infrastructure. In reaction, the rand has picked up in early trade on Asian markets. The dollar has weakened, which helps. 1.08 this morning against the euro. So we have a rand now at 18.09 to the dollar, 19.45 to the euro, 22.89 to sterling. Too early still for many other movements, but most of the initial commentary and reaction suggests markets and business will applaud. The big question, will it all work in practice? But those political events I mentioned are not just here. In France, Marine Le Pen's far-right, Eurosceptic, anti-immigration party has scored a very strong first-round win, knocking President Macron's party into third place. That raises all sorts of questions about the future of the European Union and the euro. There will be a runoff election next weekend. Later this week, Britain goes to the polls. The opposition Labour Party is heading for a massive landslide. What's unclear is precisely what that's going to mean for that country's beleaguered economy. And of course, the big one, still reverberating after last Thursday's disastrous performance by President Biden in the debate against Donald Trump. Will Democratic Party leaders convince Biden to step aside? Were he to do that, is there anyone else out there with even the slightest chance of keeping Trump out of the White House? Trump's already made it very clear that his plans would include protectionism and tariffs, a pullback from Ukraine, and much more. Now, all of these affect some of our biggest trading partners. So this morning, politics trumps economics. As we went into the weekend, the JSE was up 1%. That's both the all-share and top 40. On Friday evening, London's FTSE down 0.2%, while in New York, the Dow down 0.1%, the S&P 500 down 0.4%, the Nasdaq down 0.7%. Tokyo this morning up 0.3%, Hong Kong closed for a holiday, Sydney down 0.4%. Gold this morning at 2,324, platinum 992, Bitcoin 63,323, Brent crude oil just under $85.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.